Well, Susan, I think the last time you and I were face to face, we were in a big conference room here in March. A lot happened since March.
It's been quite a few or several months, hasn't it? That was a long time ago.
It was, and at that time, you know, I mean, we just didn't know what was going to happen. It feels like, though, since March, it's been like an eternal spring, and we're salmon continuously swimming against the current.
I think that's a great way to describe it. It has, you know, constantly we've been trying new things, developing new treatments, you know, finding new places for patients to be. And but today is a great day, because today is like really a day of hope.
It is indeed, and obviously you had six people get it, and there's many more to come. So what is our timeline?
Well, for, you know, what we're concentrating on right now is getting our healthcare workers vaccinated. And so here at Samford of Northern Minnesota, over the next several days, we will have a total of about 900 doses, which will go a long way towards getting our frontline healthcare workers vaccinated. And then after that, we'll be working on long-term care residents, because obviously they're a very, very vulnerable group. And then, you know, after the first of the year, we'll start to see the planning around everybody else. So, you know, it's going to still be several months to get this produced and rolled out to everyone, but there is hope.
Well, today we were doing the Pfizer vaccine, Moderna is coming soon, and others after that. How do we determine who gets what vaccine?
Well, you know, there's a the Department of Health's are both at the state and local level are very instrumental in setting the guidelines for how we will administer the vaccine and who will get it first. But again, frontline healthcare workers, long-term care residents, and then the next group will be people with pre-existing conditions, because, you know, everyone knows, I think, now that if you have certain pre-existing conditions and you get COVID, you have a more chance of having a bad outcome. And so that population will utilize, you know, our health record, so we know who to kind of invite next, and then it will cascade from there.
So you come into 2020 as the CEO with plans of things you want to do, and all of a sudden there's only one thing you're thinking about.
That's true. 2020 has not been what I think anybody expected, and obviously we've had to just really do an all hands on deck focus on COVID for since March, basically, even a little prior to March. You know, we knew what was happening and seeing what was happening in other parts of the country. So yeah, it has been pretty much COVID all year long.
I think one of the challenges for everybody is everybody's learning about this, and unfortunately there's, you know, hundreds of millions and billions of people around the world watching doctors and scientists learn about this and saying, well, you said this last month. Well, it's all part of the process, right?
It is. You know, things change. We learn more as more people, unfortunately, as more people get COVID, we learn more about how to treat it. Obviously, the vaccine is something that has been developed and evolved over, you know, a pretty fast timeline, but we've had to be pretty nimble. You know, a good example of that is early on, we were procuring ventilators everywhere we could, and we learned that you don't really want to be on a ventilator if you have COVID. So we've developed protocols to do as much as we can to keep you off of a ventilator, with like high flow oxygen and putting people on their stomach to help their lungs and different things like that. So we really have learned. I mean, this is a new disease. It's still the novel coronavirus. And so we've had to learn, adapt, and change treatments. And I think I'm very, very proud of what we've done here at Samford to do those things. We've developed protocols. We've implemented new treatments, like our outpatient infusion for the monoclonal antibodies, keeping people off the ventilator, and just doing everything that you basically see at, you know, a large metropolitan medical center. You'll get that kind of care here.
I don't expect you're going to say anything negative, but as we wrap it up, tell me about your staff and the Samford crew.
So I'm just so proud of the staff. we have just been so flexible. Our staff has just risen to the occasion. You know, they're working extra hours. They've learned new skills. If you go up to the special care unit where our COVID patients are, that's a unit that didn't exist in March. It's a totally remodeled and redone unit with staff that have learned new skills to take care of these patients. And you will see staff from all over. You might see physical therapists that normally are working with outpatients up there taking care of COVID patients, or you know, our people that are coming up and just being runners and helping hands for people. It's just I'm just so proud of the staff and everything they've done and given to this virus and to the patients that have it.
Thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Kevin.